Chapter 2 Trouble in the House. Hindley came home for his father's funeral. He was married now, and his wife was young. No one knew anything about her, because Hindley had not told his family about his marriage. Hindley had been away for 3 years, and he had changed. He spoke differently, and he wore better clothes. He told Ellen that she and Joseph had to stay in the little servant's kitchen because he was going to control the house now. However, one thing had not changed. Hindley still hated Heathcliff. Now that his father was dead, Hindley knew he could treat Heathcliff as badly as he wanted. He promised that Heathcliff would work in the fields and live with the servants. At first, Heathcliff did not care about these changes. As long as Kathy was near him, he was happy. Kathy played with Heathcliff while he worked in the fields, and the two of them were always running around outside. They were just like two wild Indians. One Sunday evening, Kathy and Heathcliff were sent out of the house for being bad. Ellen could not find them anywhere. She said nothing to Hindley, but she was very worried. After everyone else was sleeping, Ellen waited at the window. She could not sleep until the children had returned. She heard steps coming up the road and ran down to the front door. Soon she saw Heathcliff, who was walking towards the house alone.
"Heathcliff, where's Miss Kathy?"
Ellen said. Heathcliff frowned at her. "At Thrushcross Grange," he answered. "We were near that place, and we wanted to look inside their house. We wanted to see how the rich Linton family spends their time. We found a hole in the fence and went up to the house. We looked into a window and saw the two Linton children. Their parents were not in the room, but their son Edgar and his sister Isabella were playing. We stared at them for a little while, and then made noises to frighten them, like ghosts. They heard these noises and yelled for their parents. Then we ran away, laughing. I was holding Kathy's hand, but then she fell down."
"What about Kathy?"
asked Ellen impatiently. "The Lintons let their dog outside," said Heathcliff quietly, "and it bit Kathy on the leg. She didn't cry out, but I did. I was throwing stones at the dog when a servant came and picked Kathy up. He carried her into the house, and I followed them. The Lintons were very excited when they saw that it was Kathy Earnshaw. They worried about her and said she could stay there until her leg was better. But they would not let me stay, so here I am." Ellen shook her head.
"There will be trouble in the morning."
Ellen was right. Heathcliff and Kathy's adventure made Hindley very angry. He did not like it when Mr. Linton told him that he had to look after his young sister. Hindley told Heathcliff that if he spoke one more word to Kathy, he would be sent away. Hindley's wife, Mrs. Earnshaw, was told to watch Kathy when she returned to Wuthering Heights. Kathy was gone a long time. She stayed at the Lintons' home for 5 weeks, and it was Christmas when she came home. She looked so different. The Lintons had given Kathy fine clothes to wear, and she looked like a beautiful young lady. Everyone was very happy with Kathy, except Heathcliff. Kathy's new look seemed to upset him.
"Boy, you'd better come and tell Miss Catherine welcome home, like the other servants," yelled Hindley, pushing the boy forward.
Heathcliff looked the same as ever, but as soon as Kathy saw him, she threw her arms around him. Then she stared at him and began to laugh.
"Oh, Heathcliff, you do look cross,"
she said,
"and so dirty."
Heathcliff looked at her and said,
"I'm not going to stay here and be laughed at. I like to be dirty, and I will be dirty."
With that, he ran out of the room. In the morning, Heathcliff got up early and left for the moors. He did not return until after the family had gone to church.
When he came back, he did not seem so angry. He walked around the kitchen for a while and said, "Help me to get cleaned up, Ellen. I'm going to be good now." Ellen smiled.
"All right,"
she said gently.
"Now, Edgar and Isabella Linton are coming here to dinner after church, so you must act nicely."
Heathcliff said, "Edgar Linton is nothing but a crybaby, but I wish that I was rich like him." Ellen laughed.
"You're right. He does cry a lot,"
she said.
"But when you're all clean, and you take that angry look off your face, you'll be very handsome."
She talked to him while she cleaned him up, and Heathcliff lost his frown and began to look very nice. Soon they heard Catherine bringing the Linton children into the house. Ellen brought Heathcliff gently toward the door.
"Now, go in to them, dear, and show them what a fine boy you are."
Unfortunately, the first person Heathcliff saw was Hindley.
"You stay out of this room," he said loudly. "You're a servant, and we don't want you stealing the food."
"Oh, no, sir. He'll be very good. He must have his share of everything,"
Ellen cried.
"Well, he's not allowed to be downstairs before dark," shouted Hindley. "Just look at this hair. Trying to impress the young ladies, aren't you, boy? Well, wait until I get my hands on that hair. I'll pull it a little longer. It's like a horse's mane over his eyes," said Edgar Linton, who was standing at the door. He was a pale and thin boy of 16. That was it. Heathcliff could not have Edgar Linton speak to him in this way. He grabbed a dish of hot applesauce, the first thing he saw, and threw it into Edgar's face. Edgar screamed loudly, and Hindley grabbed Heathcliff and carried him upstairs and whipped him. Ellen got a cloth and wiped Edgar's nose and neck. Kathy just stood there, her eyes burning with anger.
"You shouldn't have spoken to him,"
she told Edgar.
"Oh, how I hate him to be punished. I won't eat now. Oh, stop crying, Edgar, and be quiet, Isabella. No one's hurt you."
"All right, children, sit down. Everything's all right," cried Hindley, coming into the room. "That terrible boy has been punished now. He won't bother you again. Next time, Master Edgar, you should hit him back. It will make you hungry for your dinner."
Ellen served the people their dinner. It was painful to watch Kathy sitting still and not eating anything. Her eyes were shining with tears. After dinner, they had a dance. Kathy wanted Heathcliff to dance with her, but Hindley would not allow him. While they were all singing after the dance, Kathy was able to leave the room. She went up the stairs in the dark. She was gone a long time. Ellen tried to find her, but Kathy had hidden. She had climbed out of one window, walked on the roof, and climbed into the window of Heathcliff's room. Ellen had a hard time trying to make Kathy come down again. Finally, Heathcliff and Kathy came downstairs together. Kathy made Ellen take Heathcliff into the kitchen and give him something to eat. However, Heathcliff was in pain and could not eat very much. He sat next to the fire and stared at it in silence.
"What are you thinking about?"
Ellen asked him. Heathcliff said quietly, "I am thinking about how I get my revenge on Hindley," he said coldly.
"I don't care how long I have to wait, if I can do it at last. Give me time to think, and I'll make my plan."